This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, it's time now for a golf preview, as it is U.S. Open week. We have another major. Masters won by Rory McIlroy. PGA Championship won by Scottie Scheffler. The elites have knocked out the first two majors. Now we have the United States Open. They're going to Oakmont Country Club, which is outside of Pittsburgh. It's a brute, one of the hardest courses in the country. As a matter of fact, I've heard a few people who have played it say that if you are not a decent golfer to good golfer, you don't want to play there. It's not one of its whole bit is that it's hard. As a matter of fact, there is the old anecdotes. I don't know if this is true, maybe it's legend, but whoever built the course would follow people around who were shooting good scores on the course and find out where they were
finding success and try to ruin it for
them. Finding success and absolutely ruin it for them. Yes. Jeez. Yes.
That's diabolical.
It certainly is. But that's its whole bit, is that it's hard. They want the greens running super fast there. Apparently the members play it 14, 15, 16 on the stamp all the time. This is the only USGA course where, or the US Open course where the USGA has to actually slow the greens down from what they're saying. So their greens are huge. They're Augusta-like. The greens really are the defense. That and thick rough, which is signature US Open. But they're huge and hilly greens, and the TV doesn't show that. But one person said that basically every 4 to 5 footer starts outside the hole. So you're going to see a lot of guys three putting. If you don't hit the fairway consistently, you're dead. Got to play the angles. It's a full test of the best players. It's going to be great. This will be a great one. The last time they played here was 2016. Dustin Johnson won. And it'll be essential to be accurate off the tee.
What do we know what score he won with?
I think he was only 4 or 5 under.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
And for the record, I like it when the golf course forces the golfers to play it the way it's supposed to be played and not just swing out of their shoes. My issue is more just with the specificity of the rough length. But I like it when there are scores close to even and getting a birdie seems near impossible.
Yeah, it's going to piss a lot of guys off out there. I mean, guys are going to get frustrated. It's going to test their scrambling ability to get up and down. It's going to test lag putting big time.
You know where my brain goes. Who are we fading?
Well, I'm actually fading both Rory and Scotty this weekend.
Ooh.
Or this week. Yeah.
Tasty.
I mean, I had both of, you know, look, not a bet bragger, but I had both of them to win each of the majors that they won some money on them. But this does not seem like a Scotty Rory type of week. I mean, Rory just missed he was like 9 over last week. He was like second to last. at the Canadian Open.
He came out, and after not doing media at all the previous event, he basically came out and said, yeah, I'd be lying if I said I was just as motivated to go out and grind 3-4 hours on the range, you know, after that pinnacle.
He switched his driver, and he can't find a fairway. And listen, last time I checked, I was just pointing out that at Oakmont, you got to find the fairway.
You're going to need that.
This is going to be a bad, I think it's going to be a bad week for Rory. But then again, he's an elite player, so maybe he's got it figured out and he will come out guns a-blazing. I also think it's a course that will frustrate Scottie Scheffler. You know, the U.S. Open's a little different, and I hate to say this, I really do. But it's a Bryson DeChambeau-style tournament and a Bryson DeChambeau-style course.
Don't we kind of like him now?
Some people do. I don't.
I thought you were kind of coming around on Bryson.
I mean, he's fun to watch, but he is definitely not. He's not my favorite guy. I just think he's a douchebag. But a lot of golfers are douchebags. You know, Bryson DeChambeau's won 2 out of the last 5 U.S. Opens. He's accurate. And he hits it a mile. And his putting is really strong. That's the recipe at this golf course. So, and you know, I mean, he was right there at the Masters and he was right there at the PGA Championship. So 5 of his last 6 majors, he's finished 6th, 2nd, 1st, 5th, and 2nd. And there was one open that he missed the cut across the pond. But this sets up better than anywhere else for Bryson DeChambeau. And again, I'm telling you, I hate to say that. So I don't see how he's not in the running on this course, and I have placed a wager on him to win the tournament. Because, believe it or not, Scotty and Rory are still way bigger favorites than Bryson, and I don't think it should be this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So this will be the first time in several majors I don't have a position on Scotty or Rory. I don't see it. Now Scotty can burn me big time. He's awesome. He's the best player out there. But really stiff tests like this can get him frustrated. And I don't know. I could see this being one of those weeks where Scotty's whining about fairness or whining about the rough. And that's when he's not winning. 2 dark horses I'll give you, and I don't even know if they're dark horses. But they're certainly not among the favorites. Harris English is a player I like at this golf tournament. Okay. He was top 5 at Winged Foot, which is a similar style, and he rises up on harder courses. This is perfect for him. And Sepp Straka is having a hell of a year. He's having a great year. He hits it long. He hits it straight.
Sepp.
And
is Sepp short for something, or is that the full name?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know much about Sepp.
Is he Swiss? Is he Austrian?
He is, I want to say Austrian. Let's take a look.
I know he's like a Team Europe guy, but I didn't know.
Yeah, he's Austrian. And his name is Joseph.
Oh, so yeah, okay. It's like saying Joe. It's like Joseph.
But, you know, they call him, yeah, there you go. What else? A couple guys I think you should watch out for on this at this event: Tommy Fleetwood and Corey Connors.
Okay.
Fleetwood, because he likes hard tracks. Like he's and he's straight. He can hit it. He can hit the fairways. I just think there's a huge advantage for a guy who is just going to miss the rough and hit the fairways a lot. And Fleetwood's that guy.
There's been a lot of discourse about Fleetwood recently, like how much money he's made and how well, like what a great career he's had. And he's never won a tournament.
Not in the U.S. He hasn't.
Yeah, hasn't won a PGA tournament.
Yeah, and I don't think he'll win the U.S. Open. I'm just saying, like, I think this is a guy who can top 20.
Who can score well, yeah.
Yeah. Corey Connors is another guy who I doubt has what it takes to win it because of his putter. But
sounds like a first-round leader.
Yeah, he's been hitting it better than anybody this year. And big greens like that, he can lag putt. I like him. Long shot worth a look. Maybe Christian Bezuidenhout, maybe Davis Riley, a couple of former champs that are way down the list that like U.S. Open styles. Matt Fitzpatrick, Gary Woodland.
The Gare Bear.
Gary Woodland, he likes U.S. Open courses. You remember his major? He won the U.S. Open at Pebble. Matthew Fitzpatrick won it just a couple of years ago. He's been playing better as of late. So those are just a few of my U.S. Open picks for you. But I think Bryson's going to win the tournament.
And what are his current odds at?
I bagged him at plus 800 today on DraftKings.
Okay.
And I believe he's already been bet down to plus 750.
Okay.
Which I don't love taking that out of the gate. What I usually like to do, and if like Scotty's like plus 230.
Yeah,
that's absurd.
I read that he's the, and I might have even sent it to you, but I want to say that he's the biggest U.S. Open favorite since Tiger Woods, and I think it might have been at Winged Foot, but it was since Tiger Woods in, I think, 2008 when he was a plus 175.
It's crazy. And he was he was plus four something at PGA Championship, and he won it. And Rory was plus six something at the Masters, and he won it. So those guys are big favorites for a reason, but I've on this course, at this tournament, I like Bryson better than those other two this week. So, place your bets. Let's get it.
I'm excited. I have not started digging in
yet should be fun.
To the field, but we'll kick it around some this week.
Yeah, so they've
we'll
gotten
continue
a,
to.
They've gotten a bunch of rain out there. It rained again today. So they were saying that if it baked out, you may not even see anybody score under par, but it's not going to bake out. It's going to be pretty soft. Now, the rough will be thick and wet. But, those guys, again, premium on fairways, they can handle it. It'll be soft enough that, you may have a winning score of 5, 6, 7 under, something like that, at best.
Okay.
Tough track. Good test of the best players in the world. All right, coming up next, something I missed, and I can't believe I missed it. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.